welcome back to the Six of... This is the Wands one, right? Yes. Hi, welcome back to the Six of Wands. So, the show, it rotates. Six of Swords, Six of Cups, Six of Discs, Six of Wands. This is the Six of Wands, which is the live-action role-playing game. It's the value-for-value role-playing game arm of the entire Six of Swords family flotilla, floating mobile fortress, giant pyramid thing, right? I don't know. It's probably more like a rhombus. Or actually, it's probably like a toroid. It's definitely more like the Fear Inoculum cover. I don't know. There's a egregore forming. It doesn't have to have one tetragrammaton shape right now. Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. Just go with that. It's cool, man. Just incorporate God into the mix and just, you know. Anyways, welcome to the Six of Swords. This is the Six of Wands live version of that. And thank you to those who have produced the show in the future and the past and currently continue to, especially by subscription model. A lot of 11/11s coming up even more and more, and that's a popular monthly option right now. Of course, this is the value-for-value model, so anything that you donate to the show, that'll be... You are a producer. You dedicate or donate or pitch in, chip in with the amount that you think this show is valuable to you. Is the value available? Well, keep that going. It's good karma. And if you want shout-outs or notes read, you can do that. And, you know, we're going to start even doing some cool, you know, it's a radio show, jingles. I learn from the best. So shout-out to the Podfathers and to Miguel and to Jerry and Nishnish and all those other people out there that do really great shows that I definitely support, like MoFax. And Adam Curry's on that, too, so he gets two today. Anyways, so you know how to donate to the Six of Wands. To get on to the Six of Wands, of course, is to donate. The highest people in the month who donate get to first dibs at being on the four-person action adventure that you're about to hear. So without further ado, let's jump right into that. So this is the Six of Wands. You know what? I'm gonna let you finish, but here, listen to this for now.
Uriel, Ralph Waldo Emerson. It fell in the ancient periods, which the brooding soul surveys, or ever the wild time coined itself into calendar months and days. This was the lapse of Uriel, which in paradise befell. Once among the Pleiades walking, said overheard the young gods talking, and the treason too long pent to his ears was evident. The young deities discussed laws of form and meter just, orb quintessence and sunbeams, what subsisteth and what seems. One, with low tones that decide, and doubt and reverend use defied, with a look that solved the sphere and stirred the devils everywhere, gave his sentiment divine against the being of a line. Line in nature is not found. Unit and universe are round. In vain produced, all rays return. Evil will bless, and ice will burn. As Uriel spoke with piercing eye, a shudder ran around the sky. The stern old war gods shook their heads. The seraphs frowned from myrtle beds. Seemed to the holy festival, the rash word boded ill to all. The balance beam of fate was bent. The bounds of good and ill were rent. Strong Hades could not keep his own, but all slid to confusion. A sad self-knowledge withering fell on the beauty of Uriel. In heaven once eminent, the god withdrew that hour into his cloud. Whether doomed to long gyration in the sea of generation, or by knowledge grown too bright to hit the nerve of feebler sight, straightway a forgetting wind stole over the celestial kind, and their lips the secret kept, if in ashes the fire seed slept. But now and then, truth-speaking things shamed the angels' veiling wings, and shrilling from the solar course, or from fruit of chemic force, procession of a soul in matter, or the speeding change of water, or out of the good of evil born, came Muriel's voice of cherub scorn. And a blush tinged the upper sky. And the gods shook. They knew not why. Welcome to the Six of Wands. This is the live iteration of the Six of Swords. Of course, there's the Six of Cups and the Six of Discs. This is the live action role-playing game. This is the value for value role-playing game. This is how those who support the value that you get from the Six of Swords, Six of Cups, Six of Discs, Six of Wands show when you go and donate at occultfan.com, hit the donate button, or go to paypal.com and enter occultfan straight into it. You become an executive producer of the show. These are real Hollywood credits. You can do that by donating any amount over 200 or 300. You become an instant executive producer, associate executive producer. These are real credits. You can use them on LinkedIn. This is the value for value system. On the role-playing game that we have here, this is play during the live action. It's an action activity, fun adventure game. And tonight we have with us, of course, come over to the Six of Swords Discord, I'll mention, by the way. Yeah. Hostly duties as your XM, glad, gracious, and gratuitous. I'm going to introduce to you our adventurers to this evening. And we have with us one Evan. Evan is known as Ever O'Bedlam. Welcome, Evan.
Howdy.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And Joey J, we also have the returning. It's not fair to call anyone a champion when, you know, because they're equal as pie is pie. But Joey's fucking awesome too. And I just want to say hi. Welcome, Joey.
Hello there.
Joey, I already have to hit the explicit button.
Good. Good.
Well, I'm going to start to look at it more positively from now on. All right, great. Well, guys, last time we left off, we were in an Aztec temple, and we had just escaped, I think, some kind of, like, throbbing orange pterodactyl. And it seems that we found our way into this very dry, dusty, torchlit library of a old Persian architecture on the walls. You can see tall spires in certain areas. It's almost a very walls made of coral in some areas and very brightly lit, just luscious, luscious color, just juicy light filling the rooms. And the party enters into a very, as we enter in from the northeastern, it's very subdued, almost gray rainbow light, an antechamber, almost to spell out the rest of the tone for the template of this library. And the party enters in, and they see a small rainbow bunny dash in to the corridor to their upper left, which is in the southeast. Of course, we're heading south right now. So there's three corridors, and there's the upper left, there's straight ahead south, and then there's to the right, which is basically the west. And I'm gonna leave it up to the two of you to decide where you want to go. And we are in it already. It has begun.
I'm kind of interested in that bunny. Should we follow that?
Well, clearly the smartest choice, so yeah. Good things only happen when you follow the rabbit.
Rainbow Bunny followed, and down the left corridor you go, and you find yourself in a smaller but humming with presence. And you sense that you can't see the rabbit anywhere, but there's a stone dais in front in the center of the room. And do you choose to inspect that, or do you want to just go back where you came from?
I'm game if you are.
Yeah, no.
Also, Also, at the beginning of this, like, we can decide as we go further between the two of you if you want to just designate like a main like. But I like the conversation between the two of you, so let's keep going with that. You inspect it and you see that there are three slots that's like in-cut grooves that were left behind. Either something was there and it's been removed, or something been carved into there for purposely to put it in. There's a dense, very thick, powdery paint that's crusted into each of the inset grooves that are before you. And you see that in front of you, this picture of the dais itself is on this giant circular slab in the wall in front of you that you see cut out. You can imagine it could possibly roll back to the side, revealing whatever that thunderous presence that you can feel emanating is. It's just between you and that giant circular wheel this bunny has chased you into. It seems now that when you look at the dais, there are three colors, and you see before you red, yellow, and green cut into there. So now that you see this, you can attempt to inspect the wall in front of you, or you can turn around and go back where you came from, and it's up to you guys.
I'm game to keep going.
Yeah. What was red, yellow, and green again?
That's what the three cut laid patterns were on the dais in front of you that you inspected.
Okay. Yeah, let's check out the wall, see if it moves.
You approach the wall and you hear a hissing and seething sound coming from the other side, almost like a gurgling. It sounds disgusting, really, but no avail does the stone move. It's very steadfastly in place. It seems that you'll need to do something before you can come back here. What do you guys want to do?
I guess we have to leave.
So you head back and you back into the antechamber from which you entered. There's a room in front of you, and then there's a room to the there's an exit in front of you to the again south or to the west. Which way would you like to go? There's rooms either way.
Are they? Is there anything distinguishing on the doors on either one, or are they just exits? So if there's no difference, I'm feeling west.
Okay, let's go.
All right, you go west, and now you find yourself in a room very similar as the other antechamber, but it is pretty much the same thing. You have another room in front of you that is to the south, or you have another room that's to the west.
Do you want to keep going west?
Yeah, just see what's down here.
All right. So you go west again, and now you are in another similar lit room with the same options. Do you want to go south or do you want to go west?
Third time's the charm. West again.
Yeah, if it happens again, we need to try something else, but let's try one more time.
All right, you go to the west, and now you have the same options. You can either go west or south.
Shit. South.
All right.
South.
Enter into this room. This is now the fourth room you went into from the antechamber. So 1, 2, 3, 4. You're in the fourth room, and it is painted entirely green inside. And you were instantly set upon by two men. Let's see here. Wait, there's three men in black in there. And a ninja star wielding kangaroo. So good luck, gentlemen. Joey, this evening, why don't you do us the honor of being the knight and the black mage? And Evan, you'll be our thief and our white mage.
Sure thing.
Okay.
And so, gentlemen, I believe you know the order of business here. So you are set upon by one of each kind. There's a flame, a men in black of blizzard, because we got to get them into the picture here, and the lightning. And there's this fucking ninja star-throwing kangaroo. He's an asshole. You fucking kill that asshole. All right, gentlemen, do your thing. You get first strike. Oh, thief's up first, Evan.
Oh, okay. Just need a reminder. Okay, since I go up to the kangaroo and I try to steal from it.
All right, you steal a potion from the kangaroo.
Okay, cool. And then a white mage after that.
Yeah, you can cast a shell or defense or some kind of thing on your party as well, or on a individual character.
Yeah, go ahead and cast shell on the knight.
Excellent. All right, shell is on the knight. It's effective. All right, Joey, hit us.
I think I'll do a magic sword on that kangaroo, see what's up. Fire, I guess.
Oh, dude, devastating effect. Yeah, you fucking wiped him right out. He's dead. All right, so now the men in black, I don't know, the XL butthurt looks like it's like his pet or something. He shoots right at your knight for doing that. So the fire hits the knight. Knight is hit by the blizzard as well as the lightning. They all gang up on the knight and start firing. He's instantly reduced down to 20% life. Wow. All right, guys. These guys aren't fucking around. All right, thief.
All right, so I go and I stab one of the men in black that's surrounding the knight.
All right, you slash at this motherfucker. Yeah, it's just it's just three men in black. So slashing at that mofo, and you bring him down to 60 life. I'm just gonna have you hit the fire one. Is the first one that's there. So 60 down on the fire. Is that good? Fire's good.
Yep.
All right, white mage. What's he gonna do?
He's gonna lay some heals on that knight.
She. 95%. He's at now. He's back up. All right, knight. Take us home. What's next?
I guess I'll just attack the fire one with the knife. Nice.
Yeah, he's out.
And then I guess use fire magic on the blizzard.
All right, he's down to 50. All right, the blizzard tries to attack the knight. And that's, by the way, with shell. If you didn't have shell on him before, he would have been fucked. Anyways, so the idea now is that the blizzard is going to go with the lightning and shoot at the black mage, and it's just utterly ineffective. It just brings him down to 80% from both their attacks, and it's your turn, thief.
All right, thief takes another stab. Is the fire one still standing? Or do we take
slashing? That? Slashing is a better way to put it, really.
Slashing. Is slashing better?
He's at it. Well, it's better. Is at 50% on the blizzard one. So if you want to try that, it might be good.
Yeah, go with that.
He's dead. He's fucking dead. All right, white mage, what are you going to do? You could do a group heal and just kind of get everyone up to 100.
Yeah.
Done. All right, Joey, kill stuff.
I guess knight, let's have the knight hit the blizzard.
Down. The lightning one's down to 80. It took 80 out of him, so lightning's down to 20.
Okay.
Blizzard's dead.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I got to make this easier.
I guess attack the lightning with
lightning. Lightning works on lightning as well. It's weird that.
Oh, yeah, let's do that then.
He did. They all dead. Joey, do you want to give us some music, please? I'll get Evan to do it next time. I'm actually grooving harder than I should be. All right, guys, nice. You all got a Phoenix down for winning like that, so that's good. That'll help you if you die at some point. So you see the enemies fall before you, and besides like some probably Freudian thanatic erotic blood rush eroticism going on that you're happy that you killed stuff, a mist forms from the bodies and centralizes in the middle of the chamber and hardens into this green gem, and your party takes it with you. Instantly thinking of those three inlaid, you seem to have one of the three that you need if that one's green. So, you know, I'm assuming that your party's going to turn back around and go back into the room from whence they came, right?
Yeah, and I guess I want to check out the south, like, you know, the next room over, because it was west and south. So I want to check out the next south room over to see if that's where we might find.
You're going to have to either go back east or back west again. So you want to go east to the one before that.
Yeah, and then take
that. All right. Oh, okay. So you want to go south down into that room then.
Yeah, just to see what's in there.
Yeah, I know I'm just going right with you. See that? Because I understand what you're saying, it's nice we can make this quick. All right, so you went down. Now you're in the third room from the original, right? You were in the fourth. You've backtracked. Now you're in the third. You enter in, and this room's bright yellow. All right, this is a good sign for the party. This is nice and quick. The party meets a Another set, this time two Blizzard men in black are in this yellow room. Really? Blizzard? No, fuck that. Really? I guess so. No. Two Lightning. Yes. There are two Lightning men in black in here. And it looks like there's set beside them these plump, ugly saxophone wielding creepy. I mean, they're vampire California raisins is what they are. And there's two of them along with these Lightning men in black, and you are set upon by them. All right, party. Evan, fuck these guys up.
Well, going to soften them up by stealing from one of those vampire California raisins.
That's how you soften people. Man, we need to toughen you up. All right, you're stealing from them. You stole a saxophone. Excellent. The party has a saxophone now. Great job. All right, White Mage.
Yes.
All right. And go ahead and cast a shell on the thief.
Ah, yes. Good, good, good. Shell on thief. Very good. Shells on thief. All right, success. All right, Joey, what's up? Why don't you soften him up, Joey?
I'm going to soften him up with a magic sword.
Oh, yeah. Soften him up. Which one? You're going to hit the just going to hit one of them. Good. Yeah, he's squashed, man. You just made like an anti-wine, anti-grapes out of that dude. Like there's a black hole of grapes. They can't exist anymore. You just erase grapes from the dictionary. All right, yeah, that guy's dead. There's still one left, though. And, yeah, I mean.
And then I'll hit the right one, I guess, with lightning.
You should do that. All right, and so that frizzles his fry a bit. He's down to 65 health. I like how Vampire California Raisin is VCR. So anyways, you have the Men in Black. First Lightning attacks the thief. The shell does some good protection. Only brings him down to 80. The second Men in Black attacks him. Actually attacks the White Mage. Brings her only down to 95. So the other surviving Vampire California Raisin... some warped combination of stumbling, rushing, and lurching throws himself at your knight and chomps down. And as he sinks his fangs into the knight, somehow simultaneously blows on his horrible wailing note on his saxophone, screeching. And not only is your knight struck by this vampire thing, and it sucks life out of him, but it wasn't, you know, damaged in the first place. But it is fucking take him down from 95 down to 65 life, and he's paralyzed now because of that awful saxophone. And it's your turn again.
All right, the thief slashes the remaining Vampire California Raisin.
Okay, it's going to take him down to 70 health.
Okay, and then the White Mage does shell on the knight since he's not looking too great right now.
I mean, you could heal him. You could heal him. Or
oh, what was his health at?
65.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and heal the knight then.
All right. That's good. It brings him up to 100 health. He's still paralyzed, but that'll be gone soon. All right, Joey.
Okay, let's do lightning on the light. Actually, no, there's one more raisin left. Let's kill that thing, or try to at least.
Excellent. What are you going to do?
Lightning, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the lightning's pretty effective. It fries his scummy, but it only brings him down to 40. All right. So your lightning men in black attacks your thief, brings him down to 65. Attacks your white mage, brings her down to 80. Five sounds more feasible. Because this is very real. And the vampire raisin dude tries to attack your knight again, but trips and falls on his face and has to get back up and loses his turn. All right, it's your turn, Evan.
All right, thief makes another slash at that raisin.
Takes him down to 10%.
And then the white mage will now put Shell on the thief.
Shell has already been put on thief.
Oh, was it already on there? Okay, was it? I didn't know it was still in effect. Heal up the thief a little bit since he's down.
All right, brings him straight up to 100.
Okay.
All right. How's my knight doing?
He's at 100, but he's now healed from the paralysis.
Oh, nice. So I'll have him hit the raisin.
Oh, dude, you just squashed him. He's gone.
And then lightning on the lightning men in black.
Brings him down to 30%. So the first lightning, first men in black's at 30, the other one's at 100. All right, so they both attack your knight, bringing him down to 60. Your turn, guys.
All right, thief takes goes for the men in black who's already weakened.
Yeah, so it brings him down from 30. Did I just say he's down to 30? He's dead, motherfucker. Nice one.
All right, and then the white mage does some healing on the knight.
100%. Nice.
All right, let's finish him off with the knight.
Yeah, he's between the two of you guys. Unless you want to like throw a potion at him, you just kill him.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, give us some victory music, please, sir. And again, same coalescing and weird Freudian language to indicate Oregonian intimations. A yellow gem so formulates, and it is added to the party's cachet. So now you also have a saxophone, a green gem, and a yellow gem. So I'm assuming you're going to go back north into the corridor again, or whatever the hell is. Yeah, north back into the antechamber room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which way do you want to go? You can go east or west. You just came from the west where a green gem was. So if you go east, you could keep going that way back towards the entrance, or you could keep going back the other way. Which way do you guys want to go?
Yeah, I was going to go with east and then south from there into that first or second room.
Second west. Room it is.
Yeah,
Joey, you're good with this too, I assume.
Yeah. No.
And you enter into there and it's an orange room.
We don't need that.
And yet you are set upon by two vampire California raisins and a ninja star wielding kangaroo. Go.
All right. Thief goes to steal a saxophone again.
Unsuccessful.
Oh, shoot. All right.
You can't designate what you're going to steal anyways, by the way. You just say steal.
That's what I was hoping for. But anyway, the white mage casts Shell on the thief.
All right, it's good.
Let's see, magic sword on the raisin.
All right, first raisin gets magic sworded, and it takes him down to 25 health. You gonna black mage that bitch?
Oh yeah, I thought.
No.
It is lightning on the raisin.
Yeah, you killed him. I'm making it easy. All right. California Evan, you gotta understand, getting a saxophone's a rarity. Don't expect this. It's like screaming at a tit. It's like
I was trying to disarm it.
You gotta just understand the mechanics. It's all right. I'm not gonna scream at you and be like, Donnie, you're out, because you're very good at this, so let's keep rocking.
Does Evan know that he has a boomerang, the knight, or the thief, I mean?
Does what now?
The thief has a boomerang, Evan, did you know that?
It's a boomerang blade, yeah, you can use it if an enemy's, like, for example, in flight.
Okay, cool.
Which makes, because, like, otherwise it would suck because you can't stab shit that's in the air.
Gotcha. I wrote that down.
It's basically like you chuck it and it comes back to you. And maybe there's blood on it. I don't know. All right. So let's keep going. I have one guy who's just been wiped out. It's now his friend's turn to revenge himself upon you. He dashes at your thief, sets upon your thief, and sucks the neck, doing the wailing. Your thief is paralyzed by this awful note and obviously this raisin dude, Vampire California Raisin, is at 100% life. And the Ninja Star Kangaroo hops up and throws several Ninja Stars at your white mage, critically damaging her, bringing her down to 15% health, and then continues to jump over to, and jump on top of your black mage, bringing him down to 50%. And now it is your turn. All right, Paralyzed Thief, what you going to do?
Can't do nothing since he's paralyzed, so we'll go on to the white mage who does a mass heal.
All right. So that's going to bring her up to 50%. That's going to bring your so your thief is healed. You didn't need it, but all right, your black mage is up to 75. So, yeah, you're at 150 for your thief in white. You're at 175 for knight in black. Just to keep you guys updated with that. And the thief will be able to act next turn. But, yeah, go ahead, Joey.
I'm going to hit the... Is the raisin still alive?
Yeah, there's a full health on both of the raisin and kangaroo.
Okay, let's do... Let's attack with the knight. And then, yeah. Lightning with the mage.
Well, you got to tell me who you're attacking, though.
The raisin. I'm going to get those raisins out of the way.
All right, dude. I don't know, man. You got to fucking watch out. They're both devastating in their own right. You're right, though. All right, you took him down to 50% health, and that lightning brought him down to 5%, but he's hanging on there. All right. It's their turn. The raisin rushes at your black mage, who's at 75% health, does critical damage, bringing him down to 25% health, draining off of him. So he went from being at 5% health, the Vampire California Raisin is now at 60% health. And he is done with his. And Kangaroo jumps over, jumps on top of your white mage several times, killing her, knocking her unconscious. She has zero health right now. And he also throws some Ninja Stars as your thief, bringing him down to 75. And it is now your turn.
All right, thief is good now.
Thief is able.
And can he use a Phoenix Down from a distance?
Oh, he can use a Phoenix Down, man. Just fucking bring her back.
Yeah. Use his Phoenix Down on the white mage.
Sweet, sick. All right, she's back. She's up. I'll give her a 55.
Okay. And then she'll do another mass heal between her and the three.
You cannot use her right now.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So next time. That's right. Probably, if they're alive.
Yeah, I would hope the fuck she is.
And that's all I can do.
That's right. It's Joey's turn.
All right. What's the raisin at? 60%?
Yes, the raisin. The Vampire California Raisin's at 60%. Colin VC.
I'm going to try and take him out again. One, two.
All right. It works. He's dead. Good job. All right. Now the kangaroo. This is a fucking hopping mad kangaroo. He hops over to the knight, hops on top of him. The knight's pretty strong with the defense, so it only brings him down to 80. The Ninja Stars are thrown again at the thief, bringing him down to 45 health. And it is now your turn.
All right. See here. The thief goes and slashes the kangaroo that's ganging up on the knight.
All right, down to 75%.
All right, and then White Mage now does mass heal.
All right, so it brings your thief up to 70. It brings your white mage up to 85. It brings your knight up to 100. And your black mage is up to, let's give him a generous 65. So again, that's 70 and 85. And you know the orders, obviously, thief, white mage, and knight's at 100 and 65 for black. All right.
I'm going to attack the kangaroo with the knight and then do fire with black mage.
All right, so you bring him down to 25 with the knight and the fire, dead. All right, same weird organone energy with the Freudian. You guys are happy they're dead. Sexy energy coalesces into an orange gem, and you add that to the party's, you have an orange gem now.
Gem? Dude, I'm kind of jealous. I kind of want an orange gem. That's pretty rad. Well, that said and done, welcome to the Metro. This is where those who donate at occultfan.com hit the donate button.
or just go to paypal.com and enter cultfan@gmail.com into your target and fire away. Any amount that is the 300, of course, that's executive producer. You get associate executive producer at 200 and more. Anything under that gets read during this period. And everyone who has, I mean, I can't even, you guys know I'm grateful, but like, it's beyond that. Like, when I see that, I'm just like, damn. Every time, I am very pleased. And there's been more and more times that I've been pleased. And I'd like to see that get more and more. I mean, I think that the value is coming, you know, it's a positive upward self-fulfilling prophecy of the value here, too. And I'm only dedicating more and more of my resources into making this something that you guys are going to really enjoy. And that's going to be, you know, on death's day looking back, it was worth it. Whoa. Yeah. Long game, baby. So you can trust that you're getting the bizest. As long as you don't say bizest, it's going to be the best. Thank you so much, by the way, to Patrick and Evan and Valerie. That is the most recent in the past couple of. Thank you so much for your producership of the show. It only continues to grow. So thank you so much. And yeah, anyone else who wants to donate an amount, those are three of the recent 1111 subscriptions. There's been a few, but sometimes anonymity prevents me from letting you know. But these three just came along, and they are totally out in the open about it. So are you out in the open about loving six of wands? Come on now, be proud. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of your favorite shows, and donate to the Six of Wands. This is also very good for your magic. That is true. That's true. All right, guys, let's get back into the show. We're going to finish it up, and then I'll give you a little bit of a pep talk at the end. We got some more of the those 365 Taos and Kalandras of Wisdom coming at ya. Yes, nice and supportive. Good, good. Nice, cushy. All right, back to the show. All right. Now I assume that you guys want to go back north again into the antechamber. Now which way do you want to go, east or west?
East, just, you know, we're
all right, keep going. So what now, are you going to go south into that thing, or are you going to go back into the room with the dais?
Well, it could be another encounter that drains our resources, and it might not be a red gem in there.
So you want to go south into this first room that's off of the other one?
Your
original south room.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I think this is a red herring, but not a red gem.
All right, Joey, what do you say?
Evan seems to know what he's doing, so.
All right, great. Yeah, we do bring quality. Yeah, so you enter, and the walls are painted bright red. There is a fuzzy herring mounted and stuffed on the wall that has the name tag Evan plaqued underneath it. So there is a red herring in there, but besides that, there are three California raisins and one Men in Black. It's a fire Men in Black.
Is he the front man of their little band they got?
They captured him, and they make him work as their manager.
Okay. Nice.
There's a backstory to these. All right, guys, fuck them up before their backstory gets too long.
Yeah, so I attack. No softening up this time. Just going right for the big guns. I'm gonna go slash one of the raisins because those guys are awful.
Yeah,
and the white mage is gonna cast shell on the thief.
All right, great. It's effective. And you bring the first. We're just gonna go with an order. So the first VCR vampire California raisin. You brought him down. I'm feeling good about your thief's abilities right now. So you brought him down to 60 health. All right, Joey.
Let's go for the wounded raisin.
Yeah, are you gonna save magic sword for another one? Are you gonna just attack with light and attack with black mage right now?
Oh no, let's do magic sword.
Oh, you want to use that right now?
Yeah.
I guess you're not taking the hint, but okay, you use it. He's dead. He's dead.
And then let's do lightning on the next raisin.
All right, cool. You brought him down to 80 health. By the way, it's a fireman in black that then launches a blistering attack against your white mage, bringing her down to 65 health. The vampire California raisin, Duch, that is only down to 80% health, thrashes at your thief, bringing him down to 45 health and regaining all of his health. Now he's at 100. The other one attacks your knight and takes him down to 80.
Wow. Okay. So the thief goes after the guy that attacked him.
Okay.
And
effective, it brings him down to 80.
Yep. And who all took damage that last one?
That would be the white mage. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, she does mass heal for the whoever took damage last time.
Oh, it's just gonna heal everyone. But yeah. So okay. Let's have your thief up to a generous 80. She's up to, I don't even care right now, 100. Knight's up to 100. And Black Mage, you know what? Have 95. Have a Toyota. Everybody gets a Toyota. All right. Keep going, guys.
And it's my turn?
Yeah, there's a Fireman in Black at full health, 80% Vampire, and 100% Vampire.
I'm going to go keep going for the vampires. Nice. Let's go with the 80%.
Yeah.
The knight and lightning.
Man, see, this is why you should have saved that magic sword. You fucking 60% use that magic sword. Fucking use it on someone who's at 80. All right. I'm just saying your knight slashes him and takes him down to, oh, what the hell? I'll let you go this time. Your combination kills it. All right, next turn. All right, your Men in Black fire guy, spray some flame, liquid ejaculate all over the... I'm sorry, I just can't even do this seriously right now. I'm just fucking tired. He pyro comes on the thief's face. I'm sorry, I'm just not sorry. And the thief is greatly damaged and offended, and it is down to 45 health, because what the fuck. And it's already hitting the... what's the adult... You know, I have to hit the explicit button, so... Yeah, might as well just have some fun with it. Or some sick, twisted version of fun. So now we have that. And yes, your vampire California raisin attacks a knight, but trips and falls on his face, and it's your turn again.
All right. Thief goes after the man in black that just did that to him.
Good. Oh, yeah. It's effective. All right. Slashed him down 50%.
Good. And then the white mage, she heals the thief.
We're just gonna give him 100. He's up to 100 now. Why the hell not?
Attack the raisin.
Things I did not plan on saying when I woke up this morning.
Oh. Those little raisins are creepy though.
They're fucking awful, guy. They're really bad. I feel you, man. They're not. They got little capes and everything. They're assholes. Fucking spit shine shoes. Okay, with buckles. All right. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Full steam. Too sweet to. All right, Beastie Boys, where are you at? All right. Let's say you got you attack that fucking Velcro crushing robot. No, Vampire California Raisin. And yeah, you hit him with your knight, right?
Yeah, with the knight and then some lightning.
Dude, he's down to 20%, but he's still there. All right. Yeah. It's bound to happen though. All right. So the man in black fire sprays at the white mage and, it misses, but what a dope, but all right. She's a real lady. She's a lady. All right. And then the other vampire guy launches himself at the knight. This time gets him. Vampire brings his life up to 60. Knight is down to 60. What a weird exchange. All right. Time to go.
All right. Thief slashes at the man in black again.
Nice. All right. That kills him because I fucking feel like it.
Then the white mage heals the knight.
Ooh, up to 100. Wait. Up to 95.
All right. Is that raisin still alive?
He's at 60%.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's try and take him out with the knife and the mage.
All right. I'll have you know. Yeah, that's great. He's dead. All right, Joey, it's your turn to do some music.
Oh, da 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 da.
I feel like we might have forgot somewhere along the way something or other, but that's okay. It's fuck it. We'll do it live. All right. Gizmodo energy flows and you get a red gem. Now in possession, you have a green gem, a red gem, a yellow gem, a orange gem, and a saxophone. So what do you want to do now?
Can I take the red herring off the wall?
That is not an interactive device, although you try to approach it anyways, and it shocks your character and instantly kills your thief.
Oh, crap. I guess do we have another Phoenix down?
I think we can pretend you have one.
Okay, Phoenix down on the...
All right. Okay, so your thief comes back to life, but he's at 33% health right now. So, all right. You guys probably want to go back into that antechamber, right? You're going north back into that first rainbow room.
Yeah, or the one with the.
Well, now you're going east again to go to the dais, right? So then you go east again to get to the dais. So you see before you, as you inspect the dais before that giant wheel, you see the indentations. What are you going to do with the gems you have? Remembering that you see before you, the indentations are a red, a yellow, and a green.
Yeah, so we're going to play the probably put the corresponding gems into their colored holes and chug a potion before we do that for the thief.
Yeah, there's no chugging potions right now.
Oh, okay, well then we just put them in there.
Oh yeah, that's right. Joey, are you okay with this, or do you want to put the orange one in there somewhere?
No, let's go with it. Sounds right.
All right. So you put the red in the red. You put the yellow in the yellow. You put the green in the green, and they fit and match the display before you. The gemstones turn into like a soft jujube jelly and then melt entirely into a molten liquid resting within the indentation. The three different colors before you vibrate and tremble and shimmer, and from each of them a light beam protrudes, a ray which meets in the middle and then shines forward and shines right onto the image of the dais on the giant wheel before you, lighting that up. And the same thing happens on the dais on the stone. Three rays shoot out of the dais on the stone up to the top of the stone, and you hear a click indicating that this huge rumbling feature that the room has now taken on is this entire wall moving away as the stone wheel smoothly slides away, revealing before you the final room before you can escape this week's treacherous adventure temple. And before you, you see a gigantic hissing crab, that pustulant, disgusting sense that you felt. It is a gigantic zombified necro crab, and it is hissing and moving back and forth, blocking your exit. And I am finding that your party is compelled to move forward into this new room, and you are now attacked by the giant zombie necro crab. And as you are, three men in black rush in to join, one fire, one blizzard, and one lightning. And gentlemen, welcome to the final boss.
All right, so still same turn order.
Of course, Evan. Where have you been at?
Just making sure that, you know, bosses don't get advantage. All right, so the thief now takes his potion.
All right, that's a good idea, brother. All right, you up for the you up to 85 with that potion?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna take a chance here, but since it's the first round and it may not matter, but the white mage casts cure on the undead crab.
It's a great idea. It does take, does give it 10 damage.
All right.
Magic sword. Let's cook this crab.
Fire is effective against undead, right? Excellent choice. All right. Yeah, you brought it down to 70% health. So.
Oh, yeah, and then fire with the black mage.
Excellent. All right, now it's down to 65. So, here's where your party's at as far as your health goes. Your thief has 85. At least I'm pretending that he does. Your white mage, at least I'm pretending he's at 100. We seem to be at 95 for the knight and 95 for the black mage. So everyone's pretty much up there. 85, 100, 95, 95. Just letting you know where you stand. All right. The crab slashes one of its gigantic arms across and hits all four of your party members, bringing your thief down to 75. Your white mage is now down to 60. Ouch. Your knight is at 85, and your black mage is at 75. So it's also, you are fired upon by the three different men in black. Fire and lightning both attempt to hit your white mage, who is at 60, and they are both successful, but it only brings her down to 50. And the blizzard attempts to attack your black mage, and it misses. It's now your turn.
All right. The thief slashes at one of the men in black, just whichever one. So,
you want to hit the fire, the lightning, or the blizzard? The blizzard.
Let's hit the fire one.
All right, you hit the fire, and you bring him all the way down to 30% health.
Nice. And yeah. White mage does a heals herself.
All right, she's up to 100.
Okay.
Let's hit the crab with the knight and then fire with the black mage.
All right. It brings it down to 40%. Oh, sorry. That's too low. Brings it down to 45%. That's a split. 45%. All right. The crab hisses bubbles and foam at your white mage and paralyzes her. And the other men in black attack. The fire brings your thief down to 40. The blizzard attacks your paralyzed white mage, bringing her down to 80. And the lightning attacks your knight, bringing him down to 75.
All right. The thief attacks the fire men in black once more.
Excellent. He's dead.
All right. And then a white mage is still paralyzed, right?
She is paralyzed.
Okay. That's all I can do.
All right. Hit the crab with the knight and fire with the black mage.
Just wheeling him out. He's down to 25, Joey. And he makes a gigantic weep across the way and knocks your white mage out. Your thief is brought down to 20. Your knight is down to 60, and your black mage is down to 45. The blizzard men in black attacks your black mage, bringing him down to 35, and the lightning attacks your black mage, bringing him down to 25.
So, like, the white mage is, like, knocked out at zero HP or, like, a condition?
Yeah. You got to use, like, a Phoenix Down or some shit.
All right. So, Thief uses a Phoenix Down.
All right. She's up to 35%.
Okay.
It is your turn, Joey.
Do we have any more potions?
Oh, yeah. You got potions.
Let's give one to the... Let's use the knight's turn to give one to the white mage.
All right. It brings her all the way up to 85% health.
And fire on the crab.
All right. That brings him down to 20. All right. The crab bubbles and hisses and paralyzes your thief. And the Black Mage, and then it also attempts to swipe at your knight, bringing him critically down to 15% health. The crab does. The Blizzard Mage attacks your thief, bringing him down to 15. The Lightning attacks your Black Mage, bringing him down to 20. That's 15 for the thief, 85 for the white, 15 for the knight, and 20 for the Black Mage. Go on. And the thief is paralyzed.
If thief's paralyzed, so White Mage does mass cure.
All right, that brings the thief up to 50. White Mage is 100. Knight is at 65. And the Black Mage is at 70.
All right. Hit the crab with the knight and then use fire again.
You bring him down to 5%. He now begins to boil and become erratic. He seems to lash out at your party and shakes loose from your party's grip the saxophone and crushing it between its fingers. Blows onto the tone and summons a kangaroo, ninja star wielding kangaroo, and crushes and crumples the saxophone into nothing. And now there's a kangaroo there, and you guys are getting more fucked.
Oh boy, okay.
All right, this might be the end of your party. I might be trying to kill you tonight. I might be angry, so I'll see. See if you guys make it out of this. So that just happened. The Blizzard Men in Black attacks your White Mage and brings her down to 90. And she's hit by the lightning. He brings her down to 80. It's your turn.
Okay. Thief attacks the Lightning Man in Black.
All right. It brings him down to 30.
All right, and then White Mage does another mass heal.
All right. I'm just going to let you keep spamming that tonight. Both mages are on 100, and both of your other meteor guys, he's at 80, your thief, and your knight's at 85.
I'm going to try and kill that crab with the knight.
Yeah, you are. And it's successful. It is a bittersweet victory. It stole your saxophone, but you did crush it. It was turned boiling red and was flipping out going crazy. But you do kill it. It's over. You've killed the crab. And there's still a Blizzard and Lightning, Men in Black, and the summoned Ninja Star Kangaroo. So
let's do fire on the kangaroo.
You do? You don't want to try to use lightning on that other Men in Black who's at 30% health?
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Killed him.
All right, good. See, now you only have two fuckers. All right, so the Blizzard attacks your White Mage, bringing her down to 80, and the Ninja Star Kangaroo throws Ninja Stars at your White Mage, bringing her down to 50, and then it jumps on top of your Black Mage, bringing him down to 50.
Okay.
Well, the crab's dead, but I'm still going to try to kill you with it's the leftover lackeys.
Mm-hmm. Did the Men in Black go already?
What? Yeah, the Blizzard hit the guy.
That's right.
Yeah, fucking. Go ahead, Evan.
I was trying to keep track.
Evan, go.
The thief goes for the remaining Man in Black.
All right. It's a good one. It brings him down to 60 health.
All right. And, White Mage casts Shell on herself.
Nice. It works.
And then I'm going to hit the Men in Black with the knight.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. You might want to consider using fire.
Yeah.
Instead of the knight.
Okay.
Yeah, it kills it. All right. You killed it with fire. And now you can use your knight. I think you still have a magic sword left, don't you? Or did you use... I don't think you've used magic sword yet.
Did I use it?
I don't fucking know move? Anymore. All right, well, if you're saying that you're not sure, then we're not going to do it, but go ahead and
yeah.
We still got a kangaroo left here. You going to hit him?
Yeah.
All right, 75 health he's at. All right, he's pissed. He's hopping mad. All right, let's see what we can do to you guys. All right, we're getting you down there. All right, you're white mage at 50%, huh?
And but she has shell.
Huh?
But she has shell on her.
Oh, yeah, that's good to know. I wonder what these ninja stars think of your shell. Fucking kangaroo throws ninja stars, knocks out your fucking white mage. 00 health right now. Jumps on top of your black mage, knocks out your black mage. 00 health. It's your turn. You have a thief at 80 and a knight at 85. Go. Oh, and this guy's got 75% health, so you have to decide what to do.
All right.
Could you kill him right now?
Yes, the thief goes and it goes to attack the kangaroo.
All right, you bring him down to 45% health.
And then who do I have? Who's left?
You have a knight.
Knight, let's just try and stab him.
With the sword. This would be so awful if you didn't actually kill him, though. Like, for example, if I tell you that your blade falls onto the victim and it chooses to open its life force and it just fell and you do kill it and it's dead and you guys win and that's it, you won, and the crab barfs up as the whole room starts to tremble, a brand new super golden saxophone, and the notes rise out of it and it brings your dead mages back to life and your whole party's restored and you get to keep the golden saxophone and you get to keep the orange gem, see how that comes into play. At this point, you will have to choose, though, as you move forward between Joey and Evan, which of the two of you is going to be the custodian of the orange gem in the interim?
I'll keep the sax and he can have the gem.
If that's no, the sax isn't actually a question. And now, Evan, Joey, you get to keep the gem, and Evan, we'll deal with you later. All right, guys. Thank you so much for playing tonight. Your party is safely moving on forward. There are bright shores for them to move forward to from this old palace library. It seems that there might even be some gems that weren't gotten to in there. So see where those come from. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for playing. Evan, do you want to say goodnight?
Good night, everybody.
And Joey, would you like to do the same?
Good night. See you all later. Right.
Well, thank you so much for playing, and this has been the Six of Wands.
Wands. Wands and wands and wands and wands and wands. Wasn't that so wandy? That was wandy, wasn't it? That was wands. Wands, wands. Thank you for listening to the Six of Wands. Wands, 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 wands. This is a metaphysical head trip, and it's also good for you. It is prescribed by 666 out of 3 shamans, and you will enjoy it next time when we are on the Six of Discs. Then we'll be back to the Six of Swords for our art, spirituality, and healing. Back to the Six of Cups for a pleasurable round table about pop culture, all that jazz, whatever it is, right? It could be anything. And then we also got back to the Six of Wands. The next one's going to be held on the 16th of August, by the way. So get on over to the Six of Swords Discord. Jump on there. If you want an invite, hit me up at Twitter at @occultfan. You will find me there. Also, you can email me with any observations, any tips for the show, like you know, if you think that there's a compatible topic to bring up, definitely throw that this way. I'm pretty sure you know that it's by now it's all the behind the green curtain stuff. I want to leave you with these thoughts. It's not so much about red pilling or blue pilling. I'm not trying to get you to swallow anything. I am simply someone who pulls back the green curtain, the green veil. There's one green veil. It's not two pills to take that are red and blue. There's one green veil. And I simply pull the curtain back. You can choose to see or not to see, and that's up to you. But it's there. And for anyone with eyes, you'll see it. So we'll keep doing our virtuous, I don't know. Screw that. I'm just trying to bring the value and bring you the art, entertainment, performance that is dressed up as being smart and spiritual, but it's the sugar so that when you discover it, it's already on your own. You already remembered it. I had nothing to do with it. I'm just a musician, author, radio guy doing my thing, and
You guys are enjoying it, and that's why it's fun and good. And we don't have to say more than that. I'm gonna lead back into a 365 down. I'm gonna roll the dice right now. We're gonna go with let's go with this one. This is a 259 bridge. Dream arch shimmers in storm clouds. Bridge between heaven and earth. Its entrance is hard to find. In legends, they say that the rainbow is the bridge between heaven and earth. Well, that's Aurora Borealical. Think how difficult it is to walk this bridge. Not only does it appear very seldom, but we cannot easily find it. It seems to be just at the horizon. But the more we go toward it, the more it eludes us. To find its end, to even stand at its base and contemplate the dizzying heights that must hover over its high arch is even more impossible. If we were to stumble upon that sacred path, could we be light enough and pure enough to walk its raindrop surface to the embraces of the gods? My companion says that he once saw a triple rainbow. What a rare sight indeed. Truly, the land where he saw it must have been blessed, and he was lucky to have such beauty revealed to him. But then again, how high must heaven be to need three insurmountable bridges? I think we'll leave it at that. Usually I do a Toll story in addition to that, but now that I've flipped open to a page, we'll see what we get here. It's from September 9th, coming up. The more knowledge we now accept as science interferes with more than it supports the goodness of human life. That's some System of a Down shit right there. Science fails to recognize the single most potent element of human existence, letting the reins go to the unfolding. That's faith, 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 faith. So I'll say that again. The knowledge we now accept as science interferes with more than it supports the goodness of human life. By the way, why do you think I'm reclaiming science with the Six of Swords? No, I'm just messing around. Just messing around, brah. Oh, yeah. Or is he? Astronomy, mechanics, physics, chemistry, and all other sciences together and differently all study the particular sides of life, but they do not come to any conclusion about the spiritual life of mankind. Methinks Tolstoy did not know about Platonics. Maybe. Science fulfills its purpose. Not when it explains the reasons for the dark spots on the sun, but when it understands and explains the laws of our own life and the consequences of violating these laws. John Ruskin. Yeah, I love me some Ruskin. No matter how great our knowledge may be, it cannot help us fulfill our life's major purpose, our moral perfection. Yeah, man. It's, Taoism calls that self-cultivation. And for the magus, or some kind of ipsissimatic kind of thing, I mean, there's definitely aspects of that purity, you know, and to purify the bodily fluids. But I don't want to sound too Kubrick right now. You gotta understand that it's all resonance, and that sound and vibrations are carried through fluids, and the stars themselves are almost liquid gelatinous beings of light. You know, it's like liquilite. So, anyways, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. But we're getting towards the end of the show now. We're in it for about an hour and 8 to an hour and 9 minutes this month, and I really appreciate you guys coming along for the ride. This has been a lot of fun, and we're gonna keep this going next month again. Come by on August 16th. That's when we'll be doing the Six of Wands live. And in the meantime, a whole bunch of episodes to catch up on. This is the 71st. No, excuse me. That's coming up. 61st. I'm going to have a celebration for the 72nd show, by the way. We'll be looking forward to that. But the 61st show this was. So, again, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate everyone who donates to the show. I appreciate everyone who sends in ideas to talk about. I appreciate all the people who say what these, especially these different, either when I have like a really clear idea, or especially these 365, how much that's been helping people in their own, you know, it's just like, that's rewarding, you know. I try to straddle a line all the way through the spectrum from left, middle, and, you know, right, in the sense of being someone who is, you know, aware financially of the mundanity, but also reaching for the highest of the highest, and then bringing both of those straight into the middle so that there's a triangular fashion that is upward spiraling. It's real wisdom, It's I mean, far be it for me to say that like I know anything, but like I'm trying to, again, you know, act like I know at least enough for you to want to listen. I think it comes through without me having to say it out loud. Right on. All right, we're getting towards the end of the show now, so let's just throw it back to I guess that really cool outro. You know, I recorded the music for these, and I think I'm going to update that.